You hear it a lot on the campaign trail. Candidates saying, are you better off than you were 4 years ago? NHPR's Emily Corwin is asking that question, and she's trying to put it in context with some numbers. Emily's here. She joined us on Morning Edition. Good morning, Emily.
Good morning, Rick.
Emily, you've got a piece up on your State Impact New Hampshire blog about jobs, numbers, and the election. How much of a relationship is there really?
I don't know exactly. I don't think anybody does. But there's this thing called the Misery Index, which an economist named Arthur Oaken developed in the 1970s, where he adds the unemployment rate and the inflation rate, and he uses that as a way to determine social well-being. And other people have used it to determine the outcome of presidential elections. If the misery index is higher during an election than it was during the last election, then the sitting party will lose. Mm-hmm. If it's lower, people are generally, doing better on those two fronts. But right now, there's been really consistent low inflation rates. That sort of leaves unemployment as really the only indicator of misery, so to speak. I dug into some employment data, looked at long-term and short-term trends to try to put it in context and see what those trends might mean for voters who work in a couple different industries.
Let's get down to specifics. Well, what did you find?
Let's start with healthcare, which is kind of interesting. Healthcare has been booming in the state. It's been doing really well consistently over a long period of time. It takes up 23% of the state's total economic activity. Growth did slow in 2009. They didn't ever lose jobs, because of the recession in the healthcare sector. But growth slowed in 2009. And one reason it might have to do with is the last legislative budget cut $130 million in Medicaid reimbursements for hospitals. And at the time, at least, hospitals claimed that that would mean job losses. Mm-hmm. And so it could have meant that they were losing jobs in some areas and then adding jobs in others, which just slowed the growth.
You looked at manufacturing as well. How are folks in that industry doing compared to when Obama took office?
I think the manufacturing numbers are really interesting. I think everybody knows that manufacturing has been just steadily losing jobs since the 1980s. I guess outsourcing is probably part of it, but also as technology improves, each worker becomes more productive and fewer workers are necessary. Mm-hmm. And so those employment numbers have been dropping. And really, I think pretty unexpectedly, manufacturing made a comeback during the recession. In New Hampshire in 2011 alone, 816 jobs were added. And it's been growing modestly since. That's true nationally, too. Mm-hmm. Plus, manufacturing jobs pay really well. You're a very productive employee when you work in manufacturing. So, you're going to see a pretty good paycheck. But, compared to 4 years ago, really, there are not as many jobs. The difference now that I think is important and kind of a nuance is that the trend is now going up for the first time.
And first time in a while. Like you said, nationally, the trend has been down.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any sector that is simply worse off now than 4 years ago?
I thought this was interesting, too. State government is the only sector, really the public sector, is the only sector that is really inarguably worse off today than it was 4 years ago. The recession actually meant more jobs initially. When Obama took office, there were stimulus money that was funneling to states from the federal government. There were more people needing public services. Those jobs shot up. Now, those jobs become like a drag on the state and federal economy. You're seeing, people having a hard time balancing state budgets. Very true in New Hampshire. And then there's the national debt. And so, New Hampshire lost 1,000 jobs in state government in the last year. So I think if you work in the public sector, actually, these folks are going to be saying, I have much less job security than I did 4 years ago.
NHPR's Emily Corwin asking us, are we better off than we were 4 years ago? You'll find much more on the State Impact site at nhpr.org. Emily, good to see you.
Thanks, Rick.